Hello, Raider fans. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. Today is Friday, and it'll be the day that the Raiders take off to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. Now, of course, before we watch the football game, we've got to watch the Silver and Black Show. Each and every week, host Greg Papa and Jim Plunkett have not only head coach Dennis Allen, but of course, a player guest. Let's check in with them right now and find out who that guest will be this week.
All right, Jeanette, thank you. This week on the Silver and Black Show, he's been a Raider now for 4 years, Jim, and it was fourth year. At last, we're going to talk to Brandon Myers because we like touchdown scorers on this show. He got in last week twice, his first two touchdowns in the NFL.
Yeah, very exciting for him, I'm sure, but he's really developing into a go-to tight end out there for Carson Palmer. He's coming up with some big catches. Even in long yardage situations, he seems to find an open spot down the field and help get the Raiders a first down.
The Raiders have been searching for a red zone target. You always like the tight end, little play action pass in the red zone. Could the tight end be your red zone target?
Oh, in a lot of ways, not only out of play action, but he's just bigger and stronger than the defender, whoever it might be, who's guarding him. And if he can, get in wide with his shoulders and be between him and the defender, it's easier for the quarterback to get him the ball.
And we're also going to talk to Raider head coach Dennis Allen. Last week on the Silver and Black Show, we talked about the Raiders' improved rush defense, and for three straight games, they were doing very well. Right. The opponents averaging only 67 yards a game in total those three games, and then on one run, Doug Martin got that, and he added on a couple of more. So, and the challenge this Sunday is going to be similar. Ray Rice, stylistically, is a lot like Doug Martin, Jim, so we'll see what the Raiders learned from last week and how they can apply it this week when we talk to the head coach.
I think you're right about that. Ray Rice, low to the ground. Strong lower body. Sometimes you lose him in that offensive-defensive line, and he squirts out and goes for a big gain. So they got to find a way to stop that. Obviously, they've got to make some improvements after last week, and that's what Baltimore's going to be looking at, that film, and trying to find ways to duplicate that. So, the Raiders have their work cut out for them. But, as we mentioned on the show, their defense is not what it once was, and so hopefully the offense can take advantage of that.
Don't give away too much on the show. We want to make sure they watch us. Check us out this weekend. Dennis Allen and the Carson Palmer look-alike. He is a dead ringer. You can't tell the tight end or the quarterback apart. Coming up this week on the Silver and Black Show.
That's great, guys. And Brandon does get that question quite a bit. Now, as Sunday is Veterans Day. The Raiders, the Ravens, and the rest of the NFL are all recognizing military service men and women throughout the month of November. And at our next home game on November the 18th, we'll have our own salute to service. You won't want to miss that on-field presentation. So get your tickets today for our next home game right here at Raiders.com just by clicking on tickets or calling 1-800-RAIDERS. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield.